The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
I like to say not much, but probably there's a lot going on.
Well, listen, you're right and wrong, right? I mean, not much going on. I mean,
not much socially, but a lot going on everywhere else.
Yeah,
and a lot mentally.
A lot mentally.
Yes.
A lot meant very, very good point there, Mike. You know, a lot mentally is definitely going on. And, you know, I'm pretty sure we spoke about this last week. Everything just seems to be a blur these few days for me. And, but, you know, one of the things that I would like to remind people of, if I did speak about this last week, I apologize, but I think it's a good reminder, is that one of my business coaches reminded me, think about what you're thinking about. And it's times like this when it's very easy to get, you know, caught up and, you know, get negative. And I get it. I go through the periods of time myself as well. I'm not here to tell you that I'm, you know, Doug Chapman doesn't, that doesn't happen to Doug Chapman. It absolutely does. But the reminder of think about what you're thinking about can pull you out of that.
Sure. And, you know, Doug, the thing, me personally, I don't mind sharing, and so many people I've spoken with, from family members to best friends, I mean, the beatdown really is, you know, the news. You know, you put the news on and it's all about the virus, and rightfully so. I'm not making light of it. But when you think about it, though, how many times, you know, how many ways can so many different newses tell the same story every hour of the day?
Yeah.
You know, without it mentally getting you a little fatigued.
100%, Mike. And we spoke about this in the office, you know, helping each other along, making sure that each one of us stays positive and upbeat, because our clients really need it right now. They need us to be in, you know, the right frame of minds, giving them, you know, good advice and good guidance. But to your point, and folks, we spoke about in the office internally to ourselves, is I caught myself doing it. Why am I watching the 6 o'clock news after I watched the 5 o'clock news?
Yeah.
Nothing changed in an hour. Nothing. Zero. No sports on right now either, so I really have very limited things to turn to. And, you know, but, you know, you go and you look around and you look for things to do, and, you know, it's just, it's definitely a weird time out there. And listen, at the end of this, when this is all over, we'll be better at the end than we were at the beginning. We always are, in every, you know, aspect. But right now, Mike, it's definitely, we heard the unemployment number that came out during the week, and there's very few people that caught by surprise, as you could tell was evident on Thursday when the number came out, from the performance, I believe, of the markets on Thursday, which were stellar. And the markets on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday were just tremendous, tremendous performance on Wednesday. I'm not on Friday. You just gave me the look. I'm sorry. On Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday was tremendous. And that certainly helped to make people feel good as well. Wouldn't you agree?
Sure. You know, absolutely. And I've stated this all along. I think there's, you know, I guess I'll be redundant if I said it on the air. I don't remember if I did, but there's the world health issue, right? There's health everybody's worried about, getting sick or people that are sick, you know, friends, family. There's the financial crisis, right, that's going on, people worry about. To me, there's a social crisis, right? You can't live your life, or you can't leave the house. You know, we're all getting a little cabin fever, a little crazy. And, you know, and then to me, I threw onto it too, was the whole supermarket crisis of, you know, people running and hoarding and doing, and there's no chicken, the whole deal. You know, so I think anywhere where there's relief, you know, and if, whether it be financial or supermarket, I think I'm starting to see some, you know,
normalcy in the supermarkets.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that. I think it's a start, and I think the sooner we can get some social back to normal, and I think the health, of course, is going to be the last to clear up, but, you know, it seems like it's a process, and we're going through the process. What else can I say about that? I mean, I'm not a doctor,
Yeah, you know, Mike, in the, it's times like this when you have to, in a way, you've got to compartmentalize different areas of your life, because if you don't, it all just becomes a vicious negative blur, right? And the end of the month is coming up this week. And what's going to happen is that statements are going to start to come through the doors. And your statements more than likely are going to be lower than they were in January. And some of them may be significantly lower, Mike. And people are going to be in for a little bit of a surprise. And I want to try to tell you right now, it's probably going to be there. So don't be overly surprised when you open up the envelope.
Sure. You know, absolutely. And I think most people kind of got that by hearing the numbers of the market and all that type of thing. But I think, you know, I think what this week, though, was kind of a, I don't want to call it a turning point. I don't know. I don't think, you know, I can't forecast that. But it was just good to see things change up somewhat. You know what I'm saying? And I think no matter what we're going through, what the crisis is, whether it's health, whether it's financial, I think it's day by day. And any day that's a good day is a step in the right direction. And I think even for people out there, you know, Doug, we said this during other financial crisis. Hey, try to do something positive to your financial affairs.
Sure.
Okay. Whether, hey, interest rates are real low, I can refinance debt or refinance a mortgage or what have you. Or, you know what? My will was outdated, or I didn't have a will. I got a will done, and I took, you know, and I think even just personally now, like if you're doing something better to your home, I think positive steps is what keeps your mind cleared and better days are ahead. And I agree with you. We are going to be, when this is all said and done, we are going to be stronger. We are going to be better. And that's where we are. I think, you know, we can't panic and just roll up and die. It's just, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that, Mike, because I did paint our bathroom this past week, as you know, and I really did. I felt good.
Yeah.
You know, when it was done. Now here, you got to understand something, folks. If there's one household chore job that I despise, probably the most, it's painting. I do not typically get enjoyment out of it. But because it served for me as a distraction from the markets and everything else, and I was in there and I had the music going, you know, the whole nine yards, and you know, it made me feel good. And I also heard somebody else give a suggestion this week, Mike, is that lots of people, when you go around your houses, lots of people have unfinished jobs, things they started to do but just didn't push across the finish line. So one of the tips or tidbits that they gave out was finish an unfinished job.
Yeah.
And watch how good you feel.
That's exactly what I just said. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think anytime like you did your bathroom, finish, you know, anything positive makes you feel good. I mean, whether if this weekend you can get outside and do some yard work and make it nice. I mean, it's a step. It's an improvement. It's going to make you feel good. It's a positive step.
How's the weather looking for this weekend?
I think some on and off rain, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, we'll see what happens out there. But, you know, Mike, it's when you go through periods of time like this that you have to think to yourself related to your money. You've got to pay attention to your money. Money's important. It's not as important as your health, right? That's yeah. or your family's health and any of that stuff. It's a 1B, if yeah. you will. And money is very important. And it is times like this when reminding people out there of the importance of having some sort of guarantees built into your overall financial strategies, I really believe is an important, very important piece to the entire puzzle. It might be the middle piece to the puzzle, making sure that you have some sort of guarantees built into your overall strategy.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, and you know, that's so important to have guarantees into your financial strategy that when you hit these bad times and, you know, and the amazing thing too, Doug, is people think like a bad time is like, oh, the market went down 10% during a normal course. Like market's been running up and, oh, guess what? For the last month, it's really been bad. It's down 8%. And people are like, oh, no, this is when those guarantees or having the plan, a nice, strong, fortified plan is when you say, okay, this is a crisis.
Mike,
not a bump, not a down day in the market. This is a crisis. And Doug, when we look at it, I think it's important to say this 2008 and 2001 was. And I think they also said, 1987, but, you know.
Well, there's been other, you know, other mini crises along the way as well.
But I'm talking about extreme.
Yeah. And you know something, Mike, in the past, you and I have been, you know, it's been said to us, oh, you guys always worry about the downside. You always worry about the downside. You don't spend enough time worrying about the upside. And there's one thing that, in my opinion, I've learned over these 2.5 decades in this business since 1991, is that upsides have a tendency to take care of themselves. Downsides is where we need protection. Don't you agree?
Yeah. And you know, Doug, and if you listen to the show for years, we always talked about, you know, like basically lock up or lock in the lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? So this is going on now. It's not going to change my lifestyle. I can keep doing what we're doing. Yes, you know, markets are down. Statements are down. You know, we're in a crisis. But we want, you know, we want the lifestyle never to be in jeopardy. And I think the big thing there that what it keeps people from doing when you can accomplish that and have guarantees and be on that page, it keeps you from making bad panic decisions.
Sure.
Okay, it really does, and that's, you know, and that's where the problem lies. And a lot of people will say, oh well, you know, and that's what we see, right? When we practice, right? Because now the interesting thing's going to be after the fact of all this, you and I, when we're meeting new people and new clients or new potential clients, we hear the stories.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we're able to speak with experience, because we'll hear. You know, we'll see the person that'll say, I did this.
Right.
And it was a terrible move during the crisis or a panic. Or I didn't do this. Or, you know, whatever. And we see it. We see the moves that are what takes place during these periods of time.
You know, Mike, the number one, in my opinion, their number one issue out there that causes people to make bad financial decisions, if you will, or maybe even lose money or whatever the reason is emotions. And emotions can overtake you. Emotions can overtake you in both directions. Let's be very, very clear about this. There's been many times that we've told people in a great market, hold on a second there, you know, buddy, not so fast with, you know, the life savings there, okay? Yeah. And there's been many times when markets are challenging, when we've worked through and discussed with clients and went over the strategy that's put in place and talked it through and said, have your circumstances changed? Has there been a fundamental change to your overall objectives? And, you know, and then review what we have in place and say, well, this is why we did these strategies. Does this still make sense for you? And in many, many circumstances, it does. So what we need to do is, we need to emphasize to people to watch out for their emotions when it comes related to money. But the problem is, Mike, when we come on the air and we tell people, make sure you check your emotions, sometimes that leads people to just ignoring what's going on in their fund. Well, Doug and Mike said on the radio for me not to get emotional about it. And I don't want you to get emotional about it, but I don't want you to turn a blind eye to it either. I want you to be pragmatic and practical in your approach to it with a rhyme and a reason and some factual backup as to why you selected to use or not use financial products or a different financial strategy.
Yeah. And you know, Doug, I don't know if it's just a coincidence or if it's the way it's going to be. But again, since 2000, we had a catastrophe in 2001. We had one in 08, and here we are in 20 having one. Okay. So it was 7 years, 12 years, right? That's that major, you know, not just a correction in the market. I'm talking about, you know, panic, fear, the whole deal. And, you know, we've talked about these and we talked about people in their financial plans that when this day comes. And it's like, you know, I don't know if I should say, it's almost like you're planning for a financial war somewhere along the line, that when the bad, the worst thing happens, what's going to happen? Where are you going to be? What's going to happen with us? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen? It's, you know, what's going to happen with your lifestyle? What's going to happen with your cash flow? These are the important things. And you're right. Just ignoring it and thinking that it's not going to happen or that it can happen or it's just totally wrong. You have to be prudent. You have to take prudent measures in your financial affairs.
You absolutely do. And, you know, and I've been saying this since the beginning of the year, right? Because the beginning of the year, we've been telling people, not because we were geniuses and we knew that there was going to be some pandemic that came out, but we were telling people back in January, and if you're a regular listener to the show right now, you know that we have been telling you, make sure you're paying attention. You were at all-time highs previously. Is your overall strategy still in line with everything as it's supposed to be? Because there will come a time when the markets will pull back. We didn't know this was going to happen. I'm not telling you, this is not a financial, you know, cause to the markets. This is a medical, a health cause, a pandemic, if you will. But nonetheless, the same thing took place. It was a stress that got put on our economic system, which led to a downturn in the markets, which is going to lead to, for most people, decreased values in their portfolios, their 401ks, their IRAs, you know, their brokerage accounts, you know, what have you. And right now is the time when you got to say to yourself, all right, I got to do something here. Now, listen, this past week, I had multiple teleconferences with new clients, multiple. You know that, Mike. You saw me in here. You saw me doing paperwork. You saw it, right? And so did you. Multiple teleconferences. We can have teleconferences with you right now, and there's no reason not to. Let's make sure we can talk over the telephone just as easily, or if you want to, we could set it up to do video just as easily as we could do it face-to-face, but make sure we're addressing the issue and not ignoring it.
Yeah, I absolutely, Doug. And you know, it's interesting, too, Doug, one last thing, and I know we've got to go to our break, but I'm going to say, and don't hold me to the time frame, but I think about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago-ish, there was a real fear of a recession coming.
It was still fourth quarter of 2018.
Everybody said a recession's going to come. And the interesting thing is we're in one now, obviously. And the interesting thing about recessions is when you see them coming, we have enough financial mechanisms in place to do things. You know, I'm talking about like the Fed and the whole, you know, to help not have it or ease it. But I heard something recently, a report on TV saying that most recessions come by something that we never saw coming.
Yeah, oh yeah, sure.
You know, it's like the health crisis, the
terror attack. Yeah,
okay.
We could go on and on.
Yeah, but so it's the unforeseen thing that actually causes the real financial hardship in the country, not the, oh, do you think we'll have a recession 3 years from now?
Right. You know, Mike, what we're going to talk about, folks, in the next segment here is retirement income planning, right? It's very important, and you guys need to do it. We're going to talk about our workbook that we're going to offer out to people to go through this. This is the same workbook that we use in our dinner presentations that we do with people. So we're going to hop to a break now, and when we come back, we're going to go through our retirement income workbook and offer it out to you complimentary with no cost or any obligation. So, you know, stay tuned. We're going to be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market.
The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there. Someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're spending some of your time here with us today. And, Michael, I want to take a few minutes here, and I want to go through this retirement income charting a course to help your money last workbook that we have that we give out to our attendees when they come to our dinners and, you know, our events like that. And I want to take a couple of minutes, and I want to go through this. And while we're going through this, I want to let people know that we're offering to send this out to you. Our compliments, no cost or any obligation, obviously, send you out the hard copy workbook so that you can sit at home and go through this if you'd like to on your own, or we can schedule a time, to sit together and go through it in person. But we want to make sure that we do the best we can to get this out to you and get it into your hands so that you can sit down and make sure that you're doing the right things for yourself and that you're set up and your financial strategy is in place. And if you need help designing your financial strategy, you have a place to turn to go through it. So, Mike, why don't you just take a minute here and you know, take your time and go through and let people know the main topics that are in this workbook here.
Okay. Doug, the main topics are, you know, it's really five action items to charting your course.
All right.
And you want me to name all five and then we'll go through each one, or how do you want to just do one at a time?
Go through all five, and then we'll hit them one at a time.
First one, size up your current situation and your sources of income.
Critical. We got to know where we are today if we want to know where we want to go, right?
Yep. Second one is that feeds off of that is choose a distribution method.
All right.
Third one is understanding the distribution rules.
All right. So we want to figure out how we're going to get money out of wherever it is. And then the third thing is we want to make sure we follow the rules.
Right.
All right.
Fourth is develop an investment strategy
mm-hmm.
to coordinate all that. And five, here's the big one, what we've been talking about, prepare for the unexpected.
Yeah. So, those are the things. Now, you got to remember there's a few things that happen when you retire, right? We got changes in habits and attitudes about investing and spending money. That definitely happens. There's no doubt about it. Changes, we really change the focus, if you will, Mike, from accumulating money to having money to provide us with income, right?
Sure.
It's two different phases, if you will, withdrawing money. The importance of generating income and making the most of your hard-earned money, and, you know, why we have to protect those assets, stuff that we spoke about, you know, previously and we want to go over right now. So as you go through this workbook that we have here right now, you'll go through it and you'll see that, you know, the topics are on here, and the things that you're going to go through and it's going to teach you about and get you to think about is the length of your retirement, the impact that inflation may have. And Mike, here's a big one. The loss of purchasing power. So few people actually take the time to think about the loss of purchasing power. But when we go here and we look at certain examples that are given in a book, and why don't we take a minute to go over these, and so people can, you know, say, oh, okay, you know, that's that makes sense to me. So go ahead, give a couple of the examples that are in the book here about potential purchasing power loss.
Well, one of them is as simple as the postage stamp.
Yep.
You know, they're talking about currently around 50 cents. And they're saying in 10 years, potential cost could be 74 cents.
So historically, postal rates have gone up about 4%.
Yeah.
So right now, by the way, do you still not think, I do, I think 50 cents for me to mail a letter from here to California is hands down the best bargain that could possibly still be going out.
I've always said that. That's incredibly cheap. How it's not even, you know.
Here, Mike, I'm going to give you, do me a favor. Take this piece of paper in this envelope here. I'm going to give you two quarters.
Yeah.
Two quarters.
Yep, and get it to California.
Get it to California next couple of days for me, would you?
Yeah. It's for what we pay for everything compared to other things.
Yeah.
It's incredibly cheap, but post office is also in a humongous amount of debt.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, put the two together. That's not a hard one.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then, Mike, you know, another example here is that an automobile, if it, you know, the average cost of automobile right now, $35,263. Historically, automobiles increase at 5.1% inflation, according to the, you know, the data and the resources in the book here. That tells us in 10 years, that same car is going to be $57,000 and change. Are we set up, folks? Are we set up for those increases in costs as we're going across the line?
Yeah, and just think if you're retired, right? And if you're retired and you're, say, both 65 years old and the car is you know, say, new, you know, and maybe you're going to need a car in 10 years, right? Are you prepared for that, for what you paid for 35? Now it'd be 57.
Yeah.
Shocking, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. Mike, if we turn the book here down to page 8,
yep.
This is one of my favorite pages in the book. I think this is extremely valuable because I don't think that people really – oh, I know that the average person out there can't do percentages like in their head and they don't really know how to figure it all out. So this page here is that when we go over choosing a distribution method, the page here tells you an estimate how long your savings might last under different circumstances. And there's four different circumstances that are given here. Well, actually, there's four different percents of rate of return, and under each one, there's several different instances on how long, you know, your money could last. And this page is astronomically powerful.
Sure, sure. It absolutely is, and it just gives you an idea because people have a problem processing this. How long is my money going to last? How much do I need to earn? What type of risk do I need to take on? That's all underneath one big roof that's very confusing to the retiree.
It really is. And Mike, in advance of retirement as well, this is a very critical page, I think, because when you're planning for your retirement, you're saying to yourself, all right, well, how long could my money last if I retire today? This page is of critical importance to those people as well. And the distribution method about how you're taking it out and the frequency of returns and the sequence of returns, I'm sorry, not the frequency, the sequence of returns that comes along with your money all goes into determining how long it's going to last.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, the tough thing now, too, is, you know, let's apply this to currently what's going on in the world. And here we go, right? So, you know, huge downturn in the market.
So, Mike, there's... Sorry to interrupt you there, but on this page here, I was just, you know, reviewing it again, is that there's two different ways basically to look at how taking your money out of a portfolio, and that is it based on a percentage of taking it out or a fixed dollar amount? And this page here gives you the answer to both of those things.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, Doug, just to pick up where I left off, is that right now we're going through a dilemma, right? Scary times in the market, huge downturn, substantial losses for people, but the Fed kicks in trying to protect the economy thing. Interest rates zero again.
Yeah.
Okay. So now what? So now what do I do? I'm getting ready to retire. I'm a retiree. Where do I put my money? you know, can I just throw it in the bank at zero and then start withdrawing down on it? You know, how long's my retirement? What do I need for my lifestyle? And if I need that to maintain, to have a lifestyle, I'm going to need probably some sort of return. What do I do? It's scary and confusing right now. There's no doubt about it. But I think this page is a good page of showing you some numbers and giving you some illustrations and saying, if you thought about it in these terms, here's what happens.
Yeah, 100%. Mike, this is, you know, this is one of my favorite workbooks that we've ever had. And I want to remind people that this workbook is yours for the asking. Just give a call, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone and request this. We'll send it out to you. I'm sure some of you are looking for something different to do at home right now, being that you know, we're in that the situation that we're in. So why not, you know, call in and let us mail this out to you, and then you can, you know, start to walk through it. And Mike, when you go through this, and then another segment that's in here is develop an investment strategy. It really gives people ideas and things to think about that they ordinarily wouldn't think about, or maybe they don't think about just simply because lack of education on a certain investment vehicle or tool to use when it comes to, you know, structuring your retirement income strategy.
Well, I think, Doug, you know, you've said this a lot on the show, and you know, I think one of the biggest problems is we spend, I'm going to say from age 18 years old, right, when many people started working, okay, or say 21, 22 to college years, you've spent your entire lifetime in the accumulation phase of make it and try to stuff it away, make it and try to stuff it away. And I've always said this, so many people are such hard workers and you know, good people for that. You know what I'm saying? They worked hard. They watched their dimes. They clipped their coupons. Okay, great. But now we got out to the retire age where you're not accumulating anymore. Income's not coming anymore, but you need to do the opposite and depend upon yourself. This is where the struggle has. I don't think it's very natural for them compared to what they've done their whole lifetime.
It absolutely is not natural for them whatsoever, Mike. And that's why you and I spend so much time encouraging our listeners out there and people who we speak to that when you're starting to get into 58, 59, 60, 61, you know, age brackets, and you're thinking about retirement, you need to sit down with us at that period of time as well, because you don't want events like we're living through right now change your retirement objective from 65 to 69 because you were too lazy to sit down and look at opportunities and have a meeting and explore strategies to ensure that even in a market like this, is there a way that you could structure your financial situation so that it wouldn't hinder your ability to retire when you want to retire? And it does come down to that. And I'm not trying to be mean to anybody out there, but it really is laziness and on a lot of people's, you know, it's, I know we dress it up a lot of times, Mike, and we call it procrastination, but it is laziness for a lot of people out there to not address this situation beforehand and then complain about it when it doesn't work out for them. And we're giving you the opportunity here to not be lazy about it.
Yeah. And I guess fortunately or unfortunately, the market generally goes up more than it goes down, right? If we just went back and counted years of how many up years, you know, on the basic thing. But people, and that lulls people to sleep. And again, I've said since 2000, we've had three major, I'm going to call them financial crises in the country.
And there's been three pockets of people, Mike, whose retirements have been put off, delayed, or their wishes and desires are not being met because they were lazy and didn't do any planning and proper strategies before it. I'm sorry, and you know me, I usually try to find soft words to express my opinions, especially on the radio show here. But that's what it all boils down to. And you have to, at some point in time, you got to look in the mirror and you got to say, all right, you know, am I going to address this or am I not going to address it? Do I want to be one of those people who has the retirement pushed off because I just decided not to look at this.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. And then there's one other segment of the book here, Mike, is that I want to, of the workbook, and I want to remind you guys, you can have a complimentary copy of this with no cost or any obligation. We'll send you the hard copy in the mail. You got to call 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. That's the prepare for the unexpected segment. We're in it right now, buddy. We're in the prepare for the unexpected period, times that happen in your life. There's a segment in the book that will help you walk through that kind of stuff. And really, is this is a very valuable workbook, and we want to get it out into your hands and you know, have you take a look at it. And hopefully it's going to prompt you to pay attention, as if the you know, the what happened in the market and the economy right now has not been enough to prompt you. I'm hoping that this workbook, if we get it in our hands, Michael, will prompt them even better.
Yeah, and again, Doug, I think it's tremendously put together. I think it's an easy read. It's an easy follow. And I think, you know, from what we say, we want to educate you and get you thinking. And I think it'll certainly accomplish that. Then the rest is up to you.
Yeah, 100%. All right, let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks. Just a reminder, if you'd like a copy of the workbook, the number is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're going to let you know some of the conversations that we've had with people recently, new and existing conversations with people at Wealth Management Group. We'll be right back, folks.
Hey, Pete, what's going on? You look worried.
I'm not worried. I'm just confused. I don't know what to do about my business when I'm not here anymore. As you know, my son, Mark, is running the place now.
Yeah, I know. He's doing a great job. So what's the problem?
Well, my daughter is doing a terrific job, too, raising her children. A much harder job. But she doesn't do anything with the business, so Mark really deserves to get the business. But if I do that when I die, they won't receive an equal inheritance.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah, that is an issue. But, you know, I hear that Doug and Mike over at Wealth Management Group help business owners with such issues. I understand that they have a team of people who understand the issues that people who own their own businesses face, just like this one. In fact, I'm pretty sure I heard them speak about this exact issue on the radio. Let me give you their number, 732-340-1410. Write it down, 732-340-1410.
Okay, I got it. 732-340-1410. I'm going to call them right now. Thanks. 732-340-1410.
Thank you for calling Wealth Management Group. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to set up an appointment.
Wealth Management Group is designed to help you with any financial issue you face. With offices in many locations and their house call option, it makes them very easy to work with. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Once again, 732-340-1410. Call now.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. And, you know, I hope that the beginning of the show here so far has made some sense to you and that you're going to take advantage of the opportunity to get the workbook sent out to you. I hope that you do take advantage of that, as well as reminder that we're here for you guys. Even though we're not having face-to-face meetings across from each other in a conference room, we can have a teleconference. We have the availability to set up video conferencing if that's, you know, something that you're interested in. We've got multiple different avenues to address the situation with you and to look at your overall situation and make sure that you are set up for, you know, going forwards from here. There's nothing we can do about what happened in the past right now, Michael, but we can set up for going forwards.
Absolutely. And you know, again, let's do positive things step by step, step forward, make something positive, whether it's social, personal, or financial in your life. It's a good day.
It really, really is. So, you know, we've been, obviously, we're working. We're in, you know, Wealth Management Group is open. Retail financial services are an essential, you know, essential business. So we are open and we're communicating with people and on the phone. If, you know, if there was somebody we needed to talk to, we reach out to them. People who just wanted to talk to us are calling us, as well as new people, Mike, are calling us. After last week's show, the influx of people who picked up the telephone to give us a call to chat about their situation was very encouraging and very made us happy.
Yeah. And the number one thing, Doug, that I'm going to say, and you and I always say this, it comes in clusters and it's no different now, is the number one thing I got from whether it be new clients coming on board or people wanting to talk or whatever was, can you please look at my 401k or my 403b? I've gotten crushed. Can you, you know, if I, can you look at it and tell me what you think?
Yeah. Yeah. That's very, very
number one. I think I had it about four times this week.
Yeah. And well, and what's the reason for that, Mike? It's most people's, for most people listening to the show right now, it's their largest pot of savings, if not their only pot of savings.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, Doug, you know, we're so used to doing, you know, handling our clients in the various pots of monies, or they're already retired and it's not a 401k, it's IRAs. And then I'm like, I took a step back after I got hit, like I said, and I'm like, oh boy. And I said, well, I said, there it is. You know, the biggest, largest sum of money and people, you know, are logging on and saying, uh-oh, you know, and they reached out. And that's fine. Glad, you know, glad to look, glad to help, glad to give my input on it. And but that's something I personally saw this week.
Well, and me too, as you know, we spoke about that and got some people to send us over copies of their statements to take a look at for them. And that's one of the reasons why earlier in the show I spoke about and emphasized, Mike, to people that if you're in that 58, 59, 60, 61, 60, if you're in that window right there, there may be opportunities and options for you to do something with those funds to, you know, allow you to have different options or different opportunities to set up your retirement.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's super important. And I think the other big important thing, though, is, you know, just kind of looking at this week in review, and we saw the market snapping back some, you know, but certainly got a long way to go. And the thing that you don't know and I don't know and anybody else doesn't know is how long is the recovery going to be?
Right.
I'm not saying the market's going to keep precipitously going down. You know, it'll stabilize and climb, but to get back to maybe, as people like to say, where I was, because everybody judges it off of where they were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's, you know, and I don't know how long that's going to take. It could take a year, it could take 2 years, it could take 3 years, it could take 4 years, right? Depending
right.
on how the market's doing, depending on what you do also, by the way.
Correct.
But so I think the important thing though is if you're in that age bracket and you're a potential retiree, it's not even so much like, well, what do I do now? It may be, it may take, you know, I'm not going to retire for 3 years. I'll be fine. I don't know. You know, you better get it. You better get after it. I mean, you kind of lack the proactive approach leading into this. I'd at least try to get proactive now.
Yeah, Mike. You know, it's, I'll probably be fine. Maybe you will be. Maybe you won't be. But you know what? You have to have a strategy in place. You got to do, you got to take it and do a couple of what ifs, if you will. What if it comes roaring back? What if it takes 3 years? What if it takes 5 years? You have to do this stuff. It's the appropriate way to do it. It's just like, it's kind of, I could equate it to business forecasting, Mike, for your own financial life. Everybody out there right now, and they don't realize it, I should say, is the CEO of a financial company. It's their own personal financial company. And if you don't have the skill sets necessary to run that business, we're here to step in to be the CFO for you, to be the financial advisor for you in that area, to make sure that that company that you're running, the whatever your last name financial house is, you have to be able to, you know, look yourself in the mirror and say, I've got this lined up and I'm doing the right things.
Yeah. And, you know, super, super important to address that, Doug. And again, you know, you and I, we always talk about micro, macro, you know, the macro, obviously big problems, health crisis, financial issues. Well, you know, we all know that. But the real question now is how did it spill down to your financial house?
Right.
Are you, you know, fine in retirement and your cash flow is not, it's going uninterrupted and there's no need for panic and to make, you know, bad decisions? Are you somebody that's saying, no, and this is becoming a real crisis now into my home? You know, it's, you know, you hear that term firewall, right? You got to try to build the firewall to protect in case of situations like this where there's an all-out, you know, financial crisis.
You know what my fear is, Mike, and I've spoken about this many, many times, is that the best case scenario is the worst case scenario. Is that the best case scenario would be what with the market right now?
Well, a rebound.
Zoom right back,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would be the best case scenario. Yeah. Long term, that's a worst case scenario for a lot of people out there, yeah, because it's going to encourage continued complacency and procrastination. Ah, yeah, see? Yeah, it pulled back, but, you know, it sprung right back again. And that would be, you know, long-term problematic because it doesn't always happen like that.
Well, the other thing, problem, too, is the evolution of time or the process of time. And like I said to you, 2008 was the last crisis. Okay, let's just make up a fake age. 2008, let's just say I was 45 years old.
Yep.
I'm fine. I don't need to do a thing.
Yeah, you're not 45 anymore.
I'm good. Well, 12 years later now, right? You are now 57.
Different ball game.
Yep.
A little later in the innings.
So things change. And a lot of times, though, people don't evolve with that change to say, hey, wait, I can't act like I'm 45 years old anymore.
Right. You know, you're 100% correct, Michael. And so, you know, we've had conversations with people, you know, related to that. You know, specifically, like you brought up, you know, can you take a peek at my existing 401k and that kind of stuff? Mike, I did, you know, some very basic work this week with a client when they wanted to change the status of their account from an individual account, very simply, to a transfer on death account. A lot of people are like, what does that mean? And said, you know, this person, really all they had was this account, you know, no other assets. So rather than worry about having, you know, going to an attorney and putting a will together and all that, they rent an apartment. You know, they honestly don't have any other assets than an IRA and this regular brokerage account, a significant amount of money, but, you know, just decided I don't want to own a home anymore, lives rents. And so to simplify the process, they wanted to add a transfer on death provision to their account, which very simply just says that when you die, it goes to this person or these people, and your will doesn't come into play.
Hmm. There you go. And again, that falls into my file of making a, you know, a financial change or a move during a period of time and doing something positive for yourself. You know what I'm saying? And that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's great. And
but here's another thing, another tidbit out there for, you know, now's a good time, Mike, for people to get financially organized too, right? You got time to kill at home. So don't just sit around with the TV on, you know, woe is me. Do something productive. Like I told you, I painted the bathroom. I give my wife credit. My wife, the other day, I went home, and in our, we got a decent-sized linen closet in our hallway. She had the drawers out from the linen closet out on the table, organizing them, getting them all, you know, getting rid of all the old stuff, you know,
sure,
the Benadryl that expired in 2011, you know what I'm saying?
The stuff you take now, you turn green.
Right, exactly. You know, that kind of stuff. So why not take some time right now to get yourself financially organized? And one of the things that when I was talking to somebody this week is I found that they had minor children named as beneficiaries on insurance policies. And I was like, you shouldn't really have your minor children named as direct beneficiaries of the insurance policies. You're probably better off having somebody named as a trustee or a custodian for them, because the insurance company is not going to write a check to your minor child.
Sure.
At some point in time, there's going to have to be a process somebody's going to have to go through to receive that money. So you could simplify it by naming a trustee or a custodian of those funds right in the beneficiary designation. But one of those things that so few people take the time to look at.
Yeah. And, you know, one other thing, Doug, I mean, just to follow up, and I think this is maybe an obvious one, but received some calls and from existing clients saying, hey, looks like this could be a great chance of opportunity. How are you feeling about, you know, adding money or investing money now and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
And talking to them and kind of going through their situation and seeing if it's appropriate or not. But, yeah, there's people thinking that there's opportunity there.
Yeah.
You know, and not, you know, diving under the rock, but actually coming out and saying, hey, what
can
we
do?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. All right, we're gonna hop to our next break, and just a reminder, folks, that we're available to you. If you'd like to have a complimentary consultation, you know, a video we can set up or just a teleconference, whatever you'd like, the number is 855-262-3722. Now, there's no cost or any obligation to it. You know, you're welcome to do it. Pick the phone up, 855-262-3722. I mean, what the heck? You're probably sitting at home doing nothing anyway, so we may as well have a conversation. We're going to hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what is available to you. Well, we have some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the use of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So, pick up the phone and call 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back. And, Mike, we're in the home stretch of the show here as we're wrapping up. You know, it's going to be the last show for the quarter, for the first quarter of the year. And, you know, people, you're going to, between now and 2 weeks from now, you're going to start to get your statements in the mail. And I'm telling you right now, you know, letting you know that some of those statements are going to, they're going to be eye-opening to you. You know, you're going to open them and take a look at them, and you're going to go, oh, boy. And, you know, if you've got a strategy and you have a defined plan in place, well, you should reach out to your advisor and review and make sure that it's still sound. Or reach out to us and let us give you a second opinion on it, if you would like. You know, let's make sure that what you're doing is sound and appropriate for you. But you got to look. Please don't ignore the statement. I know, Mike, that this is falling on a bunch of deaf ears right now. People are not going to open up their statements when they come.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to say, in lesser downturns, they say, I didn't even look.
Right.
So I can't even imagine what this is going to be. And now, you know, and again, do the right thing, right? Be prudent, you know, do the right thing. And
what's the right thing, Mike?
The right thing is to take action and to look and to see and to, you know, to, like you said, I mean, if you have a solid plan in place and you've, you know, like I'm going to talk about our clients and where it's been reiterated, where so many times we talked about if this ever happened.
Right.
What happens to what their plan? You know what I'm saying? So, but you need to at least do that and at least acknowledge it. And certainly, I guess, Doug, so many times, you know, you and I talked about this before we went on the show, right? So many times I think I feel like I'm talking to our clients when I'm on the air. Right.
Because, well, sure. And that
you
makes
know, so- and I don't mean to send up the, you know, there's very often there's not a reason to panic or whatever like that. But you're like, there's so many people that are listening that aren't our clients and have done absolutely zero in their financial affairs.
Right.
And would try to get you to think and get educated and get motivated and do something about your affairs. And you're right. I mean,
you know, one of the things that I think, Mike, is an advantage for our clients is that they get to tune in on a weekly basis and hear what we're thinking about.
Yeah.
What's going on in their minds? Where do they think about it? Even if we don't have a, you know, direct telephone conversation or direct a meeting or something with them, mm-hmm. they get to listen to the show and they hear what we have to say and where our mindset is, because we're probably not going to say anything different, yep. you know, to them, except we would address specifics in their situation as opposed to generalities like we do on the show here. But they understand where our mindset is and what we're thinking.
I had one of our existing clients call me yesterday and said to me, and actually called up for another reason over a piece of paper that came in the mail, and said to me, you know, what do you think? And he goes, I knew you were going to say that because you've said that all along in prior meetings. And, you know, my advice to him was or the way his plan was set up.
And he listens to the show weekly.
Yeah. So the way his plan was set up. So, you know, and that was that.
Yeah. And folks, if you're getting some value out of this show, I want to tell you a couple of things. First of all, is that if you heard a show that you liked and you want to hear it again, let me know and I can send you the show. All right. I can send you the digital file of the show and you can listen to it again. You could also go to the website of the radio station and, you know, go onto there. So very often they're saved there. Or you can just pick the phone up and give us a buzz and say, you know, can you reiterate what you were talking about, you know, on a certain show to us. We're happy to do that for you. But the other thing that you could do and that we would like to ask you to do is to tell your friends about the show. That's one of the best things that you could do for us is, you know, tell your friends about the show and have them tune in and listen to it as well. Or if you have a friend that you think this show is applicable to you, drop an email. It's doug@wealthmanagegroup.com. And then I can always send you out a copy of the show. And you can, you know, forward it to them as well. Right, Mike?
Sure.
So anything you want to add before we wrap it up today?
No, just, you know, Doug, I know we talked about, do whatever you can, folks, to stay positive, help people. You know, let's all be good citizens. We're all in it together. That's it.
Folks, reminder, 855-262-3722 to get a copy of the workbook or to request a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation with us, a telephone call or a video conference, whatever you're most comfortable with in these times that we're in right now. So do us a favor. Most importantly, stay healthy, follow the guidelines, listen to what they're telling us to do. Let's try to do our best to flatten out the curve here and, you know, pay attention to what's going on. And until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member
FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Security and Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.